Hey everybody, Worst Friends Podcast. I'm Tim, and like always, I'm joined by my worst friend in the whole entire world, Colin.
Hey, it's good to be black, Tim. It's good to be black.
Yeah, it is good to be black. I mean, back. As you guys know, we took a week off last weekend, and I don't know, it's been a really stressful week for me. I think Colin's kind of been in the same boat, so it's nice to be able to unwind with our worst friends here for a little while.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to do a couple shout-outs?
Yeah, I guess I'll get going there. My first one is our friend Tristan, aka Big Tris, aka True.
Yeah.
A couple weekends ago, we were playing the game P&A, or as some people call it, Presidents and Assholes.
I've heard it called
And
that.
we were playing that at our friends. And on the first hand, there's no president established yet, so someone has to get the game started, and that someone is whoever has the three of clubs, and that happened to be Tristan. So just wanted to give him a shout out for getting that game going, because we couldn't get it going without him, you know.
All right, yeah, some love to Big Tris.
And then I just had one other one, Mark Paul Gosselaar and Breckenmeyer. Somehow, some way, the worst show maybe ever put on TV, Franklin and Bash,
Is
is
it
coming
back?
back. It's coming back for a second season. I saw some
Yes.
commercials during the NBA playoffs. I'm not going to go on a big rant about this show, but I just want to talk about it really quick. For some reason, I don't know why, I knew it was going to be a horrible show, but I saw it on demand. I'm like, you know what? I'll watch an episode. And I ended up watching two just because I wanted to give it a fair shake. Because I felt like Breckenmeyer was in Road Trip. Obviously, Mark Paul Gosselaar was in Saved by the Bell. So I'm like, I gotta at least give these guys a little bit of time. And it was just horrible. I mean, it's the type of thing you can see all the jokes coming a mile away. It's like, oh no, what's this? They're in a courtroom and Breckenmeyer's slamming a beer. You can't do that. How zany.
I said the same thing. It's like, uh-oh, he's drinking beer in court. He's gonna get in trouble. Yeah, that.
It's like, what? These guys are attorneys and they have parties and have hang out with beautiful women? No way. So, but somehow, I mean, I'm sure TNT isn't exactly known for putting out the best programming, but hey, they
Mean, I'm
somehow
just
weaseled their
mad.
way back on air.
Yeah, I mean, good for them. I'm just mad that Raising the Bar was canceled when Mark Paul Gosselaar had that long, nappy, like stringy hair, and he had some line too. It was just, all of their previews where he's got long hair, he's in the courtroom. Who says I can't do that in the courtroom? Boom, boom, Raising the Bar coming this fall. I'm just like, come on. So, well,
It's
yeah.
just like in Franklin and Bash, my most fondest memory of it, and I hate Skip Bayless, but during last year in the playoffs, he tweeted, before the show even came out, he tweeted, I feel like I've already seen the first two seasons of Franklin and Bash. And I feel like he was probably right. Like, just from those commercials, it's like, hey, these guys are lawyers, but look what they do. They're crazy. So, good for them. They're working.
All right, yeah, no, I feel you. Show them some love. Mine, I have four. They're all kind of related, and but I'm saying right now though, we're not allowed to have a conversation about these four. I promise we can do it at another time. I'm going to say them, but we're just moving on from there because it'll take up too much time if we start getting into these four.
Okay.
But basically, I want to shout out some love to Barry Weiss, Dave Hester, Jared and Brandy, Daryl Sheet, and Daryl Sheets' eventual skin cancer. So, want to show some love to the if you don't know the cast of Storage Wars. You brought it up maybe a couple months ago, talked about it. I think you even wrote something about it. And
Yeah,
I was
back in
like, what the
November.
hell? I'm like, that sounds stupid. I said I'd watch 5 minutes of one episode, and I probably binged on about 30
Oh,
since
dude.
then. So that's, but that's a topic for another day. Do you agree?
Yeah, let's not get into that right now because I don't want to go into the whole guilty pleasures, binging on a show type
Yep.
deal. So we'll just move on from that.
All right, sounds good.
Did you have any more shout outs?
Just the Storage Wars, guys.
All right, good. Well, like I mentioned a little earlier, we missed last week, but we both had good reasons. Colin was on his little trip. We're going to get to that. But first, I'm going to tell you about my weekend. Early, well, not early, but Saturday, I went down to a bachelor party in Lansing, the capital of the great state of Michigan.
Hell yeah.
And, so, It's about what you would expect from a bachelor party, maybe not. We started out with dinner and drinks at Hooters,
Course.
and when you're at Hooters, you're seeing all these girls with their cleavage hanging out. They got that tight spandex, the booty popping out of their shorts, and you know how those Hooters girls are too. They like to pull up a chair right next to you, rub your arm a little bit, you know, come up to you, put their hand on your shoulder. They like to be kind of flirtatious, a little touchy feely.
Because they really like you, though, Tim.
Oh no, yeah, it's 'cause they like you. I mean, they don't have guys ever hit on them or anything, so I'm sure
No.
they really appreciate any attention they get. But anyways, when you're at Hooters drinking and eating wings and you're going to continue drinking throughout the night, I think it's pretty much impossible for a heterosexual male to leave Hooters and not want to see a little more skin or get even closer to females. So obviously, the logical choice from there was to, like I said, keep on drinking, and we went out to some bars in Lansing, eventually knowing that the next destination that was, you know, asterisk and an actual agenda item that I had to go to was the topless bar.
Now tell me really quick, because I've hung out with one of the members of this bachelor party. We'll just call him Scott. And I've hung out with him before, and, you know, hanging out at the bar. It was actually after a Bob Dylan concert, which was pretty fun. Of course, Scott didn't know who Bob Dylan was, but that's, you know, a whole
No.
nother issue. But it was it did it get to a point where, just for one reason or another, the women at these bars just weren't catching on to the signals that these males were giving. And then at some point, one of these males, maybe Scott, just went, "All right, that's it. Time to go to the strip club." Because I was in that very same situation where I still had like three songs left on the jukebox. And then all of a sudden, Scott goes, "All right, you want to go to Omar's?"
Well, here's the thing. We were at these bars downtown, and like I said, it was pretty much penciled into the agenda that we were going to go to the topless bar.
Right.
So we went to this place,
Gentlemen's
Gentlemen's
Club.
Club. Okay. We went to this place downtown, and through its back door, there was a hallway that led to another bar, like directly on the back side of that one bar. And then there was also a club in there too. So we were all crammed into this first bar, and then me and another one of our friends, we'll call him Lomi, we went to the other bar directly behind it, and we're like, oh, this is kind of cool. We can order drinks and get them quickly. We're not shoulder to shoulder, you know, no room whatsoever. We were able to sit down and enjoy ourselves. Well, after a while, you know, everyone else from the bachelor party starts making their way in there, and then after about, you know, everyone being there for about a half hour, 45 minutes, it was kind of decided, like, all right, it's after midnight. We better get over to the topless bar, because the benefit of going there is obviously they serve drinks until 2. So all of us except like a handful of guys went there. And you know, I'll be honest, we were making it rain a little bit. We were throwing out some ones, a lot of ones,
A
and
lot of high rollers in this group. But for those of you out there that don't know our friends, any single ladies out there, let us know. I mean, these guys roll in the cash and not afraid to spend it, and they're especially not afraid to spend it on a beautiful woman.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the girls were pretty good quality. I mean, I was impressed.
Riyadh Omar's?
I've been to some places before where it's like, man, these girls don't want to be here. They hate their life. They hate their jobs. These girls sold it well. You know, I could see them maybe breaking into the acting business. I'm sure that's in their future plans for all of them. That or some other high aspirations. But eventually, 2 a.m. rolled around. And so no more alcohol. However, in Lansing, there's also a club called the Deja Vu, which is open till 4 a.m.
Oh,
And of course,
nice.
they don't serve alcohol because it's fully nude. So again, this was inevitable. This was also, you know, one of those items in the agenda. And actually, the guys who didn't go to Omar's when we went to the Vu were already there waiting for us. So you know, it was basically a sure thing that everyone was going to meet up there. Both at the VU and at Omar's, I was pretty shocked with the number of females who are going out to these places and not just watching from afar, But getting up on the stage, putting dollar bills on themselves, and getting these strippers to come over, or, putting a dollar on the stage at the VU and getting these strippers to come over and, rub their breasts in their face or whatever, grind on them. Well, one of those females who was getting really involved, it turns out, was her birthday.
Oh, that's good.
So the MC at the VU said, "All right, get her up on stage." They were doing this with the guys who were having birthdays too. Brought them up on stage, had all the strippers kind of march out, grind on them, rub their boobs in their face, all that. Then
Boobs.
the MC says, "Anyone else want to come up here and give her a happy birthday?" And we have a certain friend.
What are we going to call him?
We've gone back and forth about this. I'm just going to call him our little buddy for now
Yeah, he's a
because
little buddy.
it's too hard to explain this guy, but you're going to hear this guy probably referenced within the next year close to, I don't know, we'll just throw out maybe 100 times. He's easily one of the most unique, original, and hilarious people anybody has ever met in their
He's
life.
entertaining,
Oh,
and he's entertaining, and he has courage. He has a lot of
oh,
courage.
God.
One of our one of my best, I grew up with him, a very good friend, always has your back, but always willing to stick up for a female in need as well. I think
Oh,
that's the
yeah.
way to put it. Yeah.
And and always willing to I don't
Always
want to go.
willing. Let's just
I
say he's
don't
always
I don't want
willing.
to keep going with that because I don't
Oh,
want to get
great
too
guy.
much. I don't want people to think he's a bad guy
Right? He's a great guy.
because people could easily confuse it. But anyways, so he raises his hand and the MC's shocked. He's like, "All right, well, come on up." What follows was one of the most graphic examples of dry humping and grinding between two clothed people I have ever seen in my life. This girl, I think this girl is probably a little bit shocked. Her chair was getting moved back about 3 to 6 inches every time he was bouncing on her. And of course, we were all cracking up. We were wondering how everyone else was going to take it. But I was really happy that MC was actually egging him on. Just, yeah, go. Man, I got to learn those moves. Just all for him. And we were also really shocked he kept his pants on.
That's
So
good.
that was a good thing. And basically from there, we caught some taxis back to our friend who's getting married, back to his house. Went to McDonald's on the way home. They forgot some of little buddy's food. And he was pretty bitter the rest of the night, but went back. Everyone kind of just chilled
Forget
out and passed out.
specifically.
And that was that. And then I have another bachelor party tomorrow for another friend.
Another one tomorrow. Where that's gonna be up north near you,
That's
right?
local. It's just golf and then some barbecue. And I think they're going to do like some skeet shooting, bean bags, all that sort of stuff. So some up north fun.
Okay, is there any plans to hit up a gentleman's club in the area up
Not for
there?
me. Not for me.
Yeah. Do you remember what it was that little buddy didn't get from McDonald's?
He got a steak, egg, and cheese meal, I believe. And they remembered that. And then he also ordered a sausage and a cheese McGriddle. And they forgot that. And
They
for some
forgot.
reason, it was kind of ignorant. We were in the driveway, and he's like, "Let's just go back and get it really quick." And we're all like, "No, no."
Well, and to be fair, our friend Lil Buddy knows his way around a McDonald's menu.
Oh, yeah.
He spent some time employed by that franchise. So, I mean, he knows what he likes. And I think he I can see him being upset, if his
Oh, yeah.
order
He
was.
was pretty bitter. But that was about that. That was it was a little different than most bachelor parties I've ever. Well, I don't know. I've never really done the whole huge bachelor party. I've been in Detroit for one, for a few days. Let me tell you too, the dancers down there in Detroit, they really know how to get that money. I mean, there's no joke about that. But
They work it.
yeah, so. Well, I was there staring at the beautiful female body. I understand too that you were somewhere similar,
Well,
at
if there's a spectrum of a guy's weekend, and there's, a gentleman's club, hardcore drinking, boozing, late night. Well, I guess we had food late at night, multiple points of the night. That's on one end, and
Right.
all the way over at the other end is is how I spent my weekend. And we tried to pimp it a little bit, promote it, you know, calling it Nerdvana.
Yep.
And Nerdvana was a term coined by, I basically spent the weekend with my fiance and I went down to St. Louis, but I ended up spending most of the weekend with my friend Will and then my other friend Bizarro, Tim. I can't just call him Tim because,
right,
you know, so I'm just calling him Bizarro Tim, which I think kind of works out because he's almost fairly opposite of you. He has an awesome big beard, long hair.
And I cannot grow facial hair.
You just have like a weird, like how when grass is dying, there's just weird little patches that come up. That's all you can do. He has a magnificent, he looks like, rest in peace, Kiss the Sky, the late Ryan Dunn.
Yeah, he did.
All the Jackass movies. But, so I'm with these two guys. My friend Will coined the term Nerdvana because not only was it Free Comic Book Day, the first Saturday of every May is Free Comic Book Day all over the world.
See, galaxy. I didn't know that until I just found out like earlier this week about that. I thought that was just something down there. So I didn't know it was
all
throughout the country.
All over the place, yep. And it also turned out that May 4th, day before Free Comic Book Day, was Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. And it just so happened that the massive, over-the-top, outrageous Robert Downey Jr. goatee-driven Avengers movie was released the same weekend. So my friend Will coined it Nerdvana.
Yep.
We didn't go see the movie.
That is a lot of nerdiness all gliding at one time.
It was all, and listen, when we got there, so anyway, we end up, I missed last year, but for about 3 years before that, when I lived down in St. Louis, we'd go to this comic book store because what they do is they'd say for Free Comic Book Day, the first 25 people in line get a gift bag.
Right.
You know, the first year we got there, you know, we went there maybe at 7 in the morning. It opened at 10. We got like a cool gift bag, like $50 worth of just free stuff, toys, old Xbox 360 games, comics, like some cool stuff. Then the next year, they're like, all right, it's only the top 20 gets a $100 valued gift bag. We're like, oh, snap. We got there at 3 in the morning, and we were 17, 18, 19, 20. We were the last guys. We barely made it. Got an awesome gift bag. Got all this cool stuff. I missed last year, and then we started doing our research this year. Turns out the first 10 in line get the gift bag. We're like, well, this is going to be the greatest gift bag ever. You know, we're thinking that we thought one of us was actually going to get Christian Bale in a gift bag, you know,
that'd
fully clothed
worst.
In the bat.
He'd just be watching you all the time, yelling at you every time you messed anything up.
He would get mad at us.
Degrading you, standing over you, screaming at you.
What are you doing? Put me in your car. But so we're like, well, we have to be there. And we start thinking, well, you know, okay, the doors open 10 o'clock Saturday morning. God, what do we think? We got to be there at midnight? And then my friend Will's like, no, earlier than that. We got to be the first people there. We're thinking, what do you think? Eight at night, the night before? So that was initially the plan leading up to it. And then when it came down to a week before him, my friend Will's texted me. He goes, we got to get there earlier. What time are you getting in town? Like, I'm getting in town around 3. He goes, okay. He goes, let's just meet there at 3:30. He goes, we got to be the first ones in line. I'm like, all right.
Oh my God.
So I drive all the way. We drive all the way down there. I drop my fiance off at her friend's house. I get there right when my friends get there at about 3:30. And we're numbers 4, 5, and 6. There were already 3 people. And I got there. I go, when did you guys get here? I asked the first 3 people. They're like, 2.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, we'd cemented our place. We were going to be the top 10. We knew it. It was just time to start camping out. You know, you dig your feet in. And we basically spent, what is that, about 18 hours.
Yeah, wow.
Outside of a comic book store down in Southern Illinois. And I was going to do kind of like a whole night recap, but like I said, it was 18 hours. So basically I just kind of, I'm going to go through some highlights.
What did you do? That's what I don't get. Were you just sitting on a sidewalk like in front of this store?
Yeah.
What did you, chairs. Did you guys have like a case of beer next to you or something? I don't get it, man. I don't get any of these people who camp out for so long, let alone, and not to put this down at all, but let alone for free comic books. I mean,
Well, you know,
I just
Tomohana
envision
Sugar.
you guys like breaking some little 12-year-old kid's hearts. They're like, oh man, we
Look,
didn't
I'm not
make
going to
it in
lie.
time.
About 8 o'clock the next morning, there were like parents show up with their kids. And when they look at us and they see us, I don't know if it's they think that, God help me, I hope my kid never ends up like them. Or if it's just they're pissed off, you know, like, look at these assholes. They've been out here. How long have they been out here? I mean, I'm not worried about them because I was number six in line, you
Well,
know?
plus
Screw schools.
you don't even live there. Who cares? You'll never see him again.
And that feeds into like a couple, like one of the first things you ask, like what we did. I'm praying that we're going to get a Wi-Fi signal. I wanted to give updates, you know, put it up on the Facebook page, the worst friends, you know, just kind of document. That was one of the things I planned on occupying my night, was thinking
Right.
of stupid stuff to put online. So right away, I have got a Kindle Fire. It's not mine, it's my fiance's. I stole it though. Looking for a Wi-Fi signal. There's a whole bunch, but they're all locked. And
Oh.
so the one of them I look though is the comic book stores,
Right.
Heroic Adventures. I was hoping to really promote this place, but it's gonna kind of turn into a it's gonna get ugly.
Uh-oh.
And not really, but they piss me off. So I'm like, oh, I'm like, they have a Wi-Fi signal. You know, sure, I'm here for free comics, but I personally planned on, you know, dropping some money and buying some stuff in there too. You know, get a couple bigger graphic novels, you know, give them some money. I'm going to give them
Right.
money. So my friends identify me as the one with the smartest mouth, the talker. It's like, go in and ask, just go in and ask for their password. They got less on the Wi-Fi because we know that there's nerds in the back, you know, talking, you know, playing
Oh,
Pokemon
yeah.
and Magic and on their computer. So I go in and I identify a guy that looks a lot like the main guy from Clerks, Dante.
Okay, Dante.
Figure he's got to be in charge. And so I like have the Kindle in my hand. I'm looking right down at Heroic Adventures, enter password, you know, for the Wi-Fi. And I like look at him, I go, hey, you know, we're all kind of hanging out outside. We're going to be here for a while. You think it'd be cool if we got on the Wi-Fi? And they're like, sorry, we don't have it. Or they're like, sorry, no. I go, no, we can't get on it, or you don't have any Wi-Fi. And he just like stares right back at me and goes, no, we don't have Wi-Fi.
jeez.
And like,
I can see it. I can see it. It
I'm
says
looking
your
at it.
store's name right here.
Right. And it's like, okay,
I
I've
can
had
see
that.
you using it.
I can look, you're on your computer right now. I can see you using the internet. I've been there a half hour. I'm like, all right, do I, in the first half hour here, start making a stink? You know, because I could literally like turn it
Go out
around and go,
Costanza on him.
yeah, look, you know, let me, I'm gonna give you guys money. I'm gonna buy things from you guys. Let me get on the Wi-Fi. And I just stare at him, and there was an uncomfortable like 15 seconds where we're just staring at each other. I'm like, really? He's like, yup, sorry. I'm like, okay, turn right back around. Just like, all right, to hell with you guys. We spent probably about an hour putting in Heroic Adventures 1, Batman 1, Batman and Robin trying to figure out the password.
Batman
But so that didn't work. So that kind of pissed us off. And there's definitely, but I also got a sense because number seven in line, this guy that got there after us, kind of looked. He was wearing like a cool Avengers shirt, an old Avengers shirt. Kind of a little bit of a larger fellow, you know, had some glasses. His skin wasn't the best, but he was like kind of upset that we were like already there. And then I saw one of the workers from inside the store like come out with a bag of like free comics that we knew we were going to get the next morning
Right.
and go, hey, here you go, so and so. Yeah, sorry, I don't know, they just got here. You know, but here you go, here's your free bag. And then like I hear him talking to someone else, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he won the Magic tournament we had the other night, so you know, he got a first pass into free comic book day. I start to realize there's definitely like this hierarchy of nerds, especially in the area there. And then I definitely think there was animosity towards us. You know, I'm never there.
Right.
There's animosity towards these bandwagon nerds.
Outsiders.
Yeah, who just show up, get the first places in line, and you know, who are we? We don't come in there regularly. We're not in there for the Pokemon tournaments, which one was going on
Oh,
that night
God.
while we were
Did you get
there.
down on that?
Oh no,
Did you play your Pikachu card?
I'm not gonna lie. I played some Magic back in my day,
So
though.
did I.
Yeah. So, but
But I mean,
he, that.
Magic wasn't little puffy little creatures running around fighting and little like some kid with a girly voice. I choose you, Pikachu. You know, Magic the Gathering was like Dragon Flame, 12-12, instant kill. It's like, all right.
Was a little bit more manly. Yeah,
Right.
but there was a Pokemon tournament going on, and even then, like, it was supposed to start at 5, but then, like, at about 5:30, there were like a group of these three kind of, I think they were like the upper echelon. Can you hear me? Sorry, I hit a
Yeah,
button accident. Like the upper echelon nerds, kind of the maid nerds, if we want to use a Goodfellas term, they were maid nerds. One of them had like a long ponytail.
excuse me,
Another one.
sir, I'm a made man.
But the thing is like they're, as soon as they pulled in, they weren't even in the store and they already demanded such respect. Like one of the nerd workers comes like running out of the store and one of the maid nerds is like, "Did you start the draft yet?" Because I guess at some point a Pokemon tournament has a draft. And one of the other nerds comes out and goes, No, we didn't start yet. I mean, we were supposed to start at 5, but everyone knew you were going to be late." And like these three like
Wow.
maiden, just kind of like sashay in. And I'm like, okay, here's some of the, here's some heavy duty hitters right here.
Right.
And they had their backpacks with, I'm guessing, Pokemon cards in them. Again, not having taken part in
Not
a
just
tournament.
cards, probably the whole like Pokemon plane
Or maybe a real
kit.
Pokemon.
Yeah, that maybe it could have been, which might have been kind of cool, I mean.
So there's definitely, so at that point I'm like, yeah, we're outsiders. We're kind of pissing off the establishment, the nerd establishment
Right.
here. And but I mean, so a couple other quick highlights. I mean, to answer your question, yes, at some point later on in the night I did have some alcohol stored in my vehicle.
Right.
What kind of put a dent in that though is from like 10 until midnight, there were two, the 5-0 was there. There were two
Oh, man.
cops just kind of, and they thought they were hiding kind of like around the corner. We were in this Heroic Adventures was part of one of
Was
those
it
like,
like an illegal underground Pokemon game? Money being thrown around, gambling and
I
stuff?
mean,
Getting bloody in there?
if you were to look at these 10, 11 people that were sitting out in front of this comic book store, you've never seen a more or less intimidating group of individuals. Every single one but the three of us were wearing some type of super, superhuman or like a comic book shirt. I saw Batman, Avengers,
Boy, Superman, you really let yourself go.
and they sat there for 2 hours, and so we're just sitting there on our in our lawn chairs, like, when do you think they're going to leave? I don't know. I really want a drink, though. I had a little bit. I know it's not the most legal thing, but I had a little bit of liquor in the trunk, and my car was parked like right there in front of us, and we literally sat there. We were telling stories and talking, but just staring at these two cop cars, waiting
Jeez.
for them to leave. So they left around noon, and then we were able to
What's
visit.
funny too is you guys were like the outsiders, and you were probably the only ones there like who felt like antsy around the cops too. Like no one else cared, but you guys just kind of like, oh God,
Going
dang
on
man,
here?
you gonna leave or what?
We were the only ones looking to cause trouble amongst
Right.
all these other people. Luckily, my car, I was able to maneuver my car in front of me because we had a little incident, maybe around 6 or 7 in the evening when we wanted to get some food. Just within walking distance from us was a great, just one of my favorite, when I lived there, favorite Chinese restaurants. So I'm like, well, let's get some, we'll order some takeout. I'll walk down, get it, walk it back. So we order some food. I mosey on down there, and it was real busy. For whatever reason, I was just feeling antsy, and it was real busy. Got my food, just kind of peaced out, walked around out, walked back to my buddies, and I forgot one of my buddies when I was walking over. My buddy Will, he goes, "Don't forget, I like lots of sauce. Get different sauces." I'm like, "Oh yeah, for sure."
Right.
I plopped down right before I even opened up the bag. I'm like, "Dude, I forgot the sauces." And he's kind of looked at me like he was disappointed. He's like, "Not even duck sauce?" I'm like, "I didn't even get duck sauce, dude." And so he's like, "Okay." He goes, "That's fine." I'm like, "I can go back and get some." He's like, "No." We open up the bag, start handing out the boxes. I go, "Well," I'm like, "we might need some silverware, though." They're like, "Oh,
Oh.
no." I forgot to. They had the silverware. They don't give you the silverware. It's like sitting on a tray with all the sauces. You're supposed to get it yourself. I'm like, what the hell? And so now I'm pissed. I don't just want to walk back the sauces. So my car is right in front of me. I'm like, okay. I go, I'm hopping in my car. I'm going to haul ass over there, grab the stuff, haul back. I go, try whatever you can not to make sure someone parks in this spot. Because we're in this little like strip mall. There's two, three other restaurants around us. It's really busy. There's tons of people around. So I hop in my car, haul ass over to the Chinese restaurant, grab silverware, grab a bunch of sauces, get in my car, go driving back. Sure as hell, spot's taken. So I park a little bit farther away and I come walking up. I go, how long after I left did that spot get taken? My buddy Will's like, probably about a minute and a half. I'm like, okay. I go, do you know? I go, where'd they go? They went in the sushi place. I go, okay. I go, do you know what they look like? Like, yep. I go, all right. The second these people come walking out of the sushi place, I'm hauling ass for my car. I'm like, get this spot back. It was literally right in front of where we were sitting.
Right.
Like 45 minutes later, we're just kind of sitting there eating our Chinese, and I hear, here they are. Here they are. Go, go. Dead sprint, I take off, get in my car, and it's a tiny little parking lot. I'm telling you, I made probably three power moves. One guy, I'm pretty sure, flicked me off. I like back out, whoop, cut in front of someone else, then turn around the little corner. The guy in my spot's backing out, and I see another car pulling up at the opposite end. So I pull out the big guns and I turn on the left
Yep,
blinker.
you gotta put that blinker on.
I'm pulling in there. He didn't really put up a fight, but it really comes down to, because he could have turned right into the spot. I was turning left. I'm like, it all comes down if this guy respects the blinker. And the car pulled out. The car in front of me waited. I just whoop, whipped right on in there, gave him the nod, gave him the hand and the nod, and got the spot back. So that was good. So we had my car.
There could have been a potential Costanza moment if he pulled in there. I know we talked about that earlier, but could have been. Sounds like there could have been a few. I mean.
The nice thing is that nerds are very non-confrontational.
Right.
And the
They're
reason I
fragile.
say that is because I named our group, because again, it was the top 10 get the free gift bag. So there were people that got there after the first 10 that just walked up, sat there, counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10. All right, see you guys tomorrow. Turned around,
Right.
got back in their car. But there was a weird 11th guy, and he showed up and he brought pizza to number 7, the Magic tournament winner, the kind of larger fellow. And like he brought number 7 pizza, but then he like sat down with them. And we had already had established the 10 that were there.
Uh-oh, trying to
So I,
chat cut with a
right.
prop.
So we were all like, what's going on here? What's going to happen here? We didn't care because we knew the first three. We were the next three. It's like, well, it's not our problem. But
Right.
as with any superhero group, we nicknamed ourselves the FCBD 11, Free
Right.
Comic Book Day 11. But the funny thing is we got this 11th guy here, and there was kind of a loud woman at the very end. She would have been 11, so she was the one that was going to get cut off if this cutter, the line cutter, stayed.
Right.
But of course, nerds, unless it's a who wins in a fight, Superman or Batman, are not going to get in an argument.
Right.
This was not brought up the entire night. People slept there on the side, 11 people, and we're just like, we're not going to find out till 9:30 when things really start getting heated who the first 10 are.
Right.
Nothing got brought up. And finally, like 9:45, when they bring out the gift bags, they start handing them out. The cutter that was there with number 7 goes, finally, he goes, oh, I'm not in line. I'm just hanging out with him. We're like, jeez,
Yeah.
this could have gotten ugly. But
Right.
thankfully it didn't. No other. For some reason, we ended up being upset at the Chinese restaurant for not putting the silverware in there. So all night long, we were calling it Old Dirty Chinese Restaurant, which is when ODB changed his name on the
Right.
Chappelle racial draft, when he changed his name from Dirt McGirt to
After
Old
Wu-Tang got drafted by the Asians.
Wu-Tang got drafted. And ODB changed his name from Dirt McGirt to Old Dirty Chinese Restaurant. So
Right.
you might have seen that I hashtagged that about 20 times. But the last thing I'll kind of rant about, two things. I'll be quick. One is there's these nice restaurants kind of surrounding us, and it was high school graduation.
Oh,
So here's
jeez.
all of these parents taking their kids out to celebrate graduation and just walking by us, looking at us, just like, please God, don't let my kid turn in, grow up to be someone that's sitting outside of a comic book store
At
at
least you
five.
guys, at least you didn't have like 40s of malt liquor sitting next to you or anything.
And the sad thing is that I'm educated. I have
Right.
degrees. Both of my friends, Will and Bizarro Tim, are finishing up degrees, going on to do graduate work. You know, we're all educated individuals. We're happy with our lives. We've, you know, found the number of things that, you know, make us content with life. And I would think that these parents would hope that in 5 to 10 years that their children are happy and content and educated. So
And
boot
sitting
to those
outside a
people
comic book store
sitting
for
outside
18 hours
a comic book
trying to
store.
sneak beers and trying to watch and make sure no one cuts in front of them.
Right. But we ate good. We had that Chinese food, and then my friend Will, his girlfriend brought us some Jack in the Box tacos around 11:30 midnight, which was just what we needed. Ends up
While everyone else in the line was like, "Whoa, that guy's got a girlfriend."
that's a great point. Whoa, I mean, there were maybe two other females
That
in there.
probably really like turned on the hate, especially from the guy who was like supposed to get the express pass to the front, and you guys were right in front of him. He's like, "And they got a girlfriend, damn it."
Where do they find the time?
Right.
So we ate good. Number seven, the Magic tournament winner. I didn't notice this, but Bizarro Tim pointed out that at some point he apparently took off his pants and his socks
Oh my God.
and put himself in a sleeping bag and
Oh my God.
slept with no pants on in a sleeping bag on the sidewalk
In a
right next
tent?
to us. No tent. We had umbrellas. Thank God we had umbrellas to shield the sun from us
Right,
in the
jeez.
morning because it was hot. I mean, it got really hot. So that happened. So finally, about 9:30, doors open at 10, 9:45. They bring out the box. They bring out our gift bags. Apparently, there'd been a changeover in management. So
Right.
these same people, we were thinking, okay, they narrow it down to 10. We're going to get at least $100 gift bags, maybe $150 value worth. You know, there's going
Right.
to be $100 worth of stuff in here. Let's just say we were a bit overwhelmed. We put some pictures up online. I got a Wonder Woman bobblehead.
Saw that.
I did get a cool Spider-Man Marvel encyclopedia. So, like an encyclopedia of Marvel characters, specifically around the Spider-Man universe. Pretty cool. It was like a
Yeah,
$30.
that's pretty cool.
And there were, I'm saying maybe the value of my bag, my box, they gave us boxes, equaled maybe $50. There was other some other free stuff in there, but we were hoping maybe for some cool action figures that we've gotten before. The only action figures they had, we're looking at them, we're like, these kind of look like McDonald's toys.
Oh,
And
God.
we start looking around, and because they were like Spider-Man toys, I got a couple Star Wars toys, and we like look at the feet on these toys, and it says Burger King on them.
Oh God.
These assholes
You're
went to
kidding
Burger
me.
King.
Did they give you a free video game still?
Oh, video games, a couple free comics in there. Really underwhelmed. Bizarro Will also got a Marvel encyclopedia, but Will got a used Dungeons and Dragons game set.
Dude, use? Are you kidding me?
We weren't, we didn't want to make waves because you still get to. Then the next step is they open the doors, you go in, and they have all these tables laid out of free comics. And you always have your bag and you go through and you just manhandle, you grab like 30 different free comics. Doesn't matter if they look good or not, you get a free comic because you'll, whatever they are, you read them later. So
Right.
as we go in, they start announcing the first three are free, then the next, everyone after that's a quarter. We're like looking around. We're like, what the hell? This is free
Right.
comic book day, not quarter comic book day. So we kind of get pissed. You know, I know a couple of us probably tried to grab more than three, but then you still have to go check out. and they count how many you have. So I said to hell with it. I just got three. I bought a Walking Dead graphic novel, and I bought like a cool Batman graphic novel. And at that point, we're like, all right, you know, to hell with this place. And but then the best part, the icing on the cake, as we end every free comic book day, is by giving ourselves what my friend Will calls a new deli belly.
Right.
And that means going to Mr. Curry's Indian Buffet at about noon. Tell you what, Tim, for $5.95, Tim, I mean, it's probably the best meal that I have. A buffet, it's in this guy's house. He just has a buffet.
We've talked about this before on the Worst Friends podcast. Mr. Curry.
And then, so my fiance, we brought one of our dogs down. So thankfully, my fiance is watching the other dog. She's like, do you think they'd let you get a to-go thing? I'm like, ooh, you know, buffets, they're kind of stingy, but I can ask.
Right.
I asked our lovely waitress. I go, hey, I go, if I pay for a full buffet, $5.95, can I, am I able to get a to-go thing? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man, nice.
Huge to-go box, a tub, and then two things of... not saran wrap. What's the other? Tinfoil. So we just mowed down some food. Like I said, gave ourselves a new deli belly.
Yeah.
Just
like
kind of
that.
Like conquerors. I compare it to, you know, the Dothraki on Game of Thrones. After they take a village.
What, all dead?
You get to have your spoils.
Wait, you saw the newest one, right?
Well, don't ruin it for our people out there who've... aren't up to date. This isn't the spoiler.
No, I was worried about spoiling it for you, though, by that comment. They read the recap by now.
We had it was the spoils to the victors, you know? We had spent 18 hours outside of a comic book store.
Right.
We must eat everything. And so we pigged out. I got a to-go thing. Ate that later on that night in the hotel room. It was magical. You know, definitely underwhelmed with what we got from waiting out 18 hours, but it was a fun time, you know.
Do you think this is your last mecca for free comic book day in Nirvana?
I mean, they gotta step it up, you know, really.
Because I ain't gonna lie, I was thinking about maybe dropping a bombshell like, next year I'm going, bang, and to end the podcast. But now I hear all this, I'm like, oh man, I don't know. I get pretty skittish around the popo, you know.
If you're in it for just the free stuff that you'll get, the free comics that you'll get, I don't think it's worth it. But I had a blast hanging out with my friends. The 5-0 were gone by midnight, you know, and we indulged afterward. You know, we were probably up till 4:30. You know, then we took a nap. I laid out in my front seat of my car, got about two, three hours sleep, woke back up.
Those are always such comfortable naps. Oh, the front seat of your car, leaned back.
Right. I mean, it was, but you know, I had a blast because you're hanging out with some friends you haven't seen. You had some really good food, told some ignorant stories, you know, made fun of some people that were sitting around you.
Yeah.
It was a good time. So
it's probably one of those situations too where you're like feel like, ooh, you look around like, if anyone starts anything, I can kick anybody's ass here.
Oh, definitely.
so you get real, you know, get real cocky and real loud.
I think I maybe text you this. I thought I overheard one of the nerds talking about me and referred to me as a new age Marine. I just gotten a haircut. And I mean, no offense to the people there. I was maybe one of the thinner, not saying I'm in shape, but I looked more in shape, unfortunately, than some of the other individuals there, if that's okay to say. But I overheard like one of the, I don't know, it looks like some kind of new age Marine. Like maybe new age Marines are, they're still Marines. I just got a haircut too. Thank you again, Stinks.
Right.
And maybe, you know, Marines nowadays are still kind of nerds and have different tastes and. But yeah, I apparently was the most intimidating individual there, so I'm cool with that, you know.
All right, well, I don't know if we talked about doing a list at the beginning, but we're at about 44 minutes and counting. So if we did, I'm just going to assume we lied. Does that sound fair, though?
Because listen, I kind of pulled an audible, and here's what I have, and I can do it quickly. You had the idea, let's do like our top three, top five favorite comic book characters.
Okay.
And so I was fine with that, but then I got home and the dogs were outside and I was reading through my Marvel Spider-Man encyclopedia thinking, oh, you know, we're going to talk about comic book heroes and Tim's going to talk about strippers. How fun would it be to go through this encyclopedia and pick out five names that if you heard them as the stripper's name, you would be terrified. So basically,
Okay.
worst superhero stripper names. And I pulled five out. Can I go through them really quick?
You better be fast, dude. We're
So
running out of time here.
just imagine the DJ is going, "All right, gentlemen, and now welcome to the stage." My number five is, "Welcome to the stage, Venom. Venom, gentlemen."
Okay, dude. I'm just glad you said Venom because he was like probably the most badass person in the whole
Okay.
Spider-Man world.
I made him number
Venom.
five because of the next four, he's the most recognizable. Can
Who
you
wants a
imagine?
private dance from Venom?
Venom, gentlemen. Okay. And number four, all right, boys, get your ones ready for She's a Doozy. Welcome, Skinhead. Skinheads.
I don't ever remember anyone named Skinhead in any comic
You're
books.
not going to remember the next three, trust me. Okay. All right. And all right, little buddy, look forward to your dance on stage. She's new around here. Welcome, Typhoid Mary.
Isn't that typhoid fever? Isn't that something that's bad for you?
Yeah, but Typhoid Mary apparently had multiple personalities, and Spider-Man thwarted her on, some evil plan that she had. I could literally look all these up. I have the encyclopedia right next to me if you doubt any of these. But all right,
Okay.
number two. All right, boys, make sure you protect yourself. Welcome to the stage. She's a handful. Welcome, Hammerhead.
I'm not gonna lie, the funnier part about that was, all right, boys, make sure you protect yourself. You can pay for a lap dance, but you might want to be insured.
Hammerhead, just the sound of that.
All
Skin.
right, what do we got
All
for
right.
number one?
Number one. All right, boys, be careful because she bites. Welcome to the stage, Walrus. Walrus. And look, if you look at the picture of Walrus in the encyclopedia, it's literally a guy's face and then just a walrus head over it, just big old fangs hanging over his face.
Is it
Walrus.
Mike Holmgren?
It does give their it says Walrus original identity and gives their name. I should look back. I'm proud to say Mike Holmgren. So there,
Right.
that's a good
Well,
way
that
to
was fun. That was a fun way to end.
end.
Really quick, guys, you can find us on Facebook. We got the Facebook page. We're at about 100 likes right now. I think we're at 99 today. You can find us on Twitter at Worst Friends Pod with a capital W, capital F, and a capital P. And don't forget to tweet us, hashtag Worst Friends. We like to keep track of all that stuff. Obviously, you can find us at worstfriendspodcast.blogspot.com. Listen to episodes 1 through 6, and this one will be up shortly. I don't know why I'm saying that because it's not going to be up. They're going to know when it's up.
Yeah,
They're going to be listening to it.
it's up now.
But,
Yeah, they're listening to it.
and really quick, I think next week, Colin, we're going to do break down the show Entourage. Is that
Yep.
correct?
Top to bottom, we're going to talk about, favorite characters, kind of the arc of the show, what it started out as, when it was at its best, and kind of how it fluttered out in
When it
a
tailed off,
yeah.
when we stopped, when it got to the point when you're like, when the show's gone, I'm not gonna miss it, because, but you
Which
know,
is too bad.
it went what, seven
I
seasons,
think so, yeah.
but anyways, we're gonna talk about all that next time. Be expecting some shout outs to Billy Walsh when I get going on it, but that's about it. Thanks for listening, and look for us next week, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, guys.